Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is busyness. And on the last episode, I basically talked about how busyness is not a good thing. We've almost been conditioned culturally to think that it is. Oh yeah, real busy, man. Things are great. But really, what often happens when we're busy is we're overwhelmed, we're stressed, we're feeling constricted. There's not enough. There's not enough time. There's not enough energy. There's not enough hours in the day in order to get things done. And so busy is not a good thing. Instead, what you want is to be productive. Focus on that instead. How can I be more productive, more effective, more efficient, and achieve more of the outcomes that I want to achieve instead of just being busy? And in this episode, I want to talk a little bit more about how this busyness shows up. Because for some of you, it may be like completely obvious. Like, I get it. Yep, I'm too busy. I wear it as a badge of honor and I do not want to do that anymore. I want to make that shift. But for others of you, you might need a few more examples. Just because, you know, to kind of grasp onto it. Like, I want to really get it. I want to get what you're talking about. Also, because, and I'm not going to lie here, we're all about the truth here at the PeopleStack. Some of you are living in this false belief that you're not busy. But you really are. Some of you are lying to yourselves. Oh, no, I'm not busy. I'm great. And you haven't yet realized that actually you are busy. You are too busy and you're not great. You're just coping. You're just coasting. You are just settling for a mediocre existence. You're settling for something that's comfortable and unfulfilling. You just haven't realized that yet, and you're lying to yourself. And so sometimes what can help there is, I mean, because I don't want to make this like an argument, like you're lying to yourself. No, I'm not. You know, it's like, you know what? We all lie to ourselves. You know, most of us lie to ourselves multiple times every day, right? Because we don't know more. We don't know enough. We don't even realize it. You know, like for me, and I say this, the reason that I'm aware of this and the reason that I'm so confident that a lot of you are lying to yourselves about the fact that, no, I'm not busy when you really are, is because I was there. Right? I told that lie to myself for many, many years. In my former life as an academic, when I was teaching 5 classes a semester and mentoring hundreds of students and, you know, doing research, being involved in 6, 7, 8 research projects. And oh, by the way, I was also assistant chairperson for the department, which meant, you know, piles and piles of additional work. And oh, by the way, I was involved in lots of different other kind of leadership stuff. I was developing the website for the department in every single tech committee I could possibly be on. I was on it, right? And I'm not like making myself wrong for doing all of that, because that basically all of that experience is what morphed into what I do today, right? I couldn't be who I am today if I wasn't doing that. But looking back, there was a better way to do it. And I was lying to myself. Oh, no, I'm not busy. This is great. You know, this feels wonderful. Meanwhile, like I would leave work every day kind of being like, oh man, I'm like, I would get these pressure headaches and I didn't even know what it was. And I would just kind of blow it off. Like, oh yeah, whatever. It's fine. The headaches are fine. And you know, whatever. It's okay. You know, I can deal with the headaches, but I love my life, you know, but like, meanwhile, I was like getting these headaches and the headaches were getting worse and I wasn't sleeping enough and I was just kind of running through my day like a chicken with my head cut off, not really having any focus whatsoever. Like, I was getting the things done that I needed to, but it was almost by accident, and I could have been a lot more purposeful. So trust me, I know you're out there, right? That's why I want to give a few more examples. So, like, what is it? These are signs that you're busy, right? So does this sound like you? What I just described, right? Do you just kind of go through your day checking off things on your to-do list? And that's really what your day is. I go to a meeting, and then I go to another meeting, then I go to another meeting, then I go to another meeting, and then I go home. And then I have dinner, and then I sleep, and then I go to work again, and then I do the same thing again. And I go to a meeting, and I go to another meeting, and I go to another meeting, and then I go home. And oh, maybe somewhere in there, I might stop to think about, oh, why am I doing all this? Oh, no, but I don't have time for that. It's time to go to another meeting. It's time to check Slack again. Right? So it's sort of that, are you living in this work, eat, sleep, repeat cycle where it's all just work, 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 eat, sleep, repeat? Are you addicted to checking your email? Are you addicted to doing the things that don't really matter as much? Right? Are you checking your email constantly throughout the day? Are you checking Slack constantly throughout the day? And are you telling yourself, but I have to stay informed about what's going on. I have to keep up to date about what's going on in the team. I need to check Slack again. Oh, is there another fire? Another one is, oh, is there another fire I need to put out? Oh, I must go and put that fire out. And you're just running from one fire to the next to the next. You're firefighting. And that's what your days are. Are you focused mostly 60%, 70%, 80%, 90% on the tactical? Is, if you were to take a look at your day, is most of it tactical? So this is going to depend on the kind of position that you're in, but I'm going to assume if you're listening to this, you're some sort of technical manager where your job is to lead a technical team or to interface with technical teams, whatever that might be. And are you focused mostly on the day, in the day? Like, is the stuff in your calendar mostly tactical? So in other words, if you're an engineering manager, are you coding? Are you jumping into the weeds and coding? Because I don't know, I know that maybe Josh or Bob or Susan can take care of this, but I'm just going to go in and do it. I'm just going to code. I love coding. Oh, I can't ever like escape from the coding piece. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do this coding. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Are you doing that most of your day? Or maybe you're a data analytics manager and it's really like kind of, it's a lot of data and there's a lot of analytics going on. Are you jumping in and doing the analyses when really it's your team that should be doing them? You know, guilty as charged. Like, that's what I was doing. Like, that was my brand of geek, was data and data analysis. So, well, really what I knew I should be doing was training my team and showing my team so that I can delegate those analyses. Oh, because those were too hard for them. I know how to do them. I'd rather just do them anyway. It'll just be easier. Because every time I try to give it to them, it just boomerangs back to me anyway. So I'll just do it. It's too hard to show them. When really what you want to do as a leader is you want to delegate, you want to train, you want to empower them to learn how to do it and to take the time and the energy in order to do that. But you're stuck in the tactics. You're stuck in the tactical weeds. Or maybe if you're a project manager or a product manager, you're just stuck in meetings all day. You're stuck in meetings trying to convince people, trying to teach people, trying to remind people of everything. And they're just not listening. And it feels just so tactical because all you're doing is like you're feeling like a broken record saying the same things over and over again. Like, we got to hit this deadline, or we got to remember this and this thing about the product. We got to remember this and this thing about the user. We can't keep doing it that way. And you just feel like a parrot repeating yourself over and over and over again. You get stuck in the tactical. These are all signs that you're busy and something needs to change. The major sign that you're busy basically is that you are spending zero time on the strategic. You are spending zero time on a mission. So let's get to the how here, right? Because that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about on this episode, now that you have some examples, right? It's like, yep, okay, I'm busy. And I know what I want to do is focus on being more productive, more effective, and more efficient. But what is that? How do I do that? One shift to make is to have a mission. If you don't have a mission, you are too busy. Because what that means is that you do not have the time and the energy and the focus to even think that writing a mission is something that you would need to do. A mission for your career, a career mission statement. If you do not have a career mission statement, you are too busy. Because in all the clients that we've coached, like so many of them are like, wow, I never even thought to do that. I never even thought to think strategically about my career that way. But it just makes so much sense once you put it in front of me and said, oh yeah, it's a no-brainer. Have a mission. Where do you want to go in your career? Why do you want to go there? Like, it's so obvious. It almost sounds like almost trite to ask that, but so many people just miss it because you're too busy on the day-to-day grind, on the day-to-day tactics. You're so stuck in the tactical weeds. You have not taken one single moment to step back and say, why am I doing this? What do I want out of my career? So the one way to shift this is to have a career mission statement. We also like to refer to it as your career North Star. Where am I going? You have that North Star to guide you. Where do you want to be in your career 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What position do you want to have? What impact do you want to make? How much money do you want to be making? How do you want to be recognized? What kind of team do you want to work with? What kind of company do you want to work for? Where do you want to live? And then it can start to shift into other parts of your life as well, because we cannot talk about your career without talking about other parts of your life. So make sure that also other parts of your life are included in that career mission statement, including what you're going to do with all that money you're making, because you deserve to get paid for the value that you're adding. And if you do it right, if you do it well, if you do it smart, you're going to get paid. You're going to be making more money 3 years from now, 5 years from now, even 6 months from now than you're making now. So then what are you going to do with it? How are you going to save it? How are you going to spend it? How are you going to share that money? You know, for some people, it's about charitable giving. For some people, it's about taking vacations and treating the family to vacations. For some people, it's about buying a house and buying a bigger house and giving that to their family. For some people, it's about taking care of aging parents or other aging, you know, people are in the family who need to be taken care of. What do you want to do? What do you want to buy? How do you want to enjoy life? Have that mission, have that North Star. And then I guarantee you, it'll be much easier to say no to that meeting that you know you don't really need to go to, because you know that going to that meeting is not going to make the boat go faster. Going to that meeting is not going to help you reach that mission, because you have that North Star to guide you. You know that the direction that you're moving in now and that you want to move in, and is going to that meeting really going to help me get there or not? Is diving into the code, diving into the analysis, diving into the weeds, is that really going to help me get there? There is zero guilt about saying no to those kinds of things, because you know it's not going to help you, and therefore it's not going to help others around you as well. So make sure you have that mission. And if you need help crafting that mission, like what you really want out of your career, out of your life, then definitely book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So we'll talk about kind of what's going on. You can give us the context in terms of, you know, where you currently are, because that's going to be important, because what we want to do is we want to build a bridge from where you are to where you want to go. So we'll define where you are. We'll also help you define where you want to go. What is that mission? Career-wise, life-wise, money-wise, time-wise, whatever it is, we'll help you get specific there. And then we have both defined, and then it's just about building that bridge from where you are to where you want to go in your career. This is where I am right now. This is the reality of it, warts and all. You got to get honest. You got to get real about where you are right now. You need to get a hard look in the mirror and assess the current situation as it actually is. Like I said, warts and all. You take a look at him and you say, all right, this is the reality of where I am. I'm stuck in my career. It's been years since I've gotten more than a 2 to 3% raise. I've been trying to get a promotion for months now, and it just isn't working, possibly years. I've been stuck at the same organization for 10 years, and I want to get out. I just don't know how. I've been on the job market for weeks or months, and I'm applying to hundreds and hundreds of jobs, but I'm not getting any interviews. Nobody's getting back to me. I don't even know how to apply to jobs. What do I even do now? I haven't been on the job market in so many years. Or I've been hopping from job to job, contract position to contract position. I don't even know how to make this work anymore. I don't even know what I want anymore. Look at the current reality of what your career situation is. And then we'll talk about where do you want to go. We'll help you build that dream. We'll help you build that mission. And if we can help you build that bridge, then we're gonna tell you what that help would look like. And then you can make a decision whether or not you want that help. But definitely book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. If you want to really get clear on what is your mission, what is your career mission? What is your career North Star? Because that clarity is gonna it's gonna feel almost like a weight lifted. So, because like the clarity is like you're walking through the woods without a flashlight. And then suddenly you turn on that huge flashlight and you're just like, wow, I didn't even realize what was around me. And so that's what it looks like. But what it feels like is this weight lifted, like, wow, I have more energy now. I can move forward now because finally I can see where I want to go in my career. So if that's what you want, definitely book a call. thepeoplestack.com/book. But make sure you have that mission and make sure you're not busy. You know, make it your resolution, make it your commitment to yourself that you will take a hard look at how busy you are and to take every ounce of busyness out of your life and to replace it with productivity, with effectiveness, with efficiency, with impact, with mission. And that's how you win in the tech career game. So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.